And good morning. Welcome to Focus. It's Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Getting the chance to recognize and celebrate a local 4-H group in Mercer County turning 100 years old. That's the Kimmel 4-H Club. Becky's willing with us to talk about that. Becky, good morning. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
A celebration going on this weekend at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Sunday at 5 p.m. So, Becky, we can start with that. Can you run through what you've got planned and scheduled for Sunday with the Kimmel 4-H Club celebrating a century?
We are having a celebration at our regular 4-H meeting to kick off our new year, and it's at the exhibition building at 5 o'clock. We're going to have a light meal, and then we're having different history things that we've had members do some research on, and then we have some alumni who are going to speak, and we want people to share their 4-H stories because everyone's is different, and just plan to acknowledge that this group started 100 years ago.
Yeah, so you mentioned some of your, you know, members and alumni doing research, you know, going back into the archives, basically looking back over 100 years of history of this group. I mean, what have been some of the maybe cooler things you've been able to find or figure out during this process, kind of preparing to hold the celebration on Sunday?
It's been really interesting. We've taken members to the museum. Can't say enough thank you to Lois Rutherford and the museum staff for helping us. But the thing we've discovered is the newsprint and media, of course, was really different 100 years ago. And the membership, it was formed as an ag club. So we basically are doing the same things philosophically. And that's interesting. And then the number of local, regional, state, national leaders and people who have influenced their careers from have started here in Mercer County and Kimmel. That's been a shocker, too. I didn't know they were in Kimmel, you know.
So for you, I know we talking with you off the air, you were a member of the Kimmel 4-H Club growing up, right? And still to this day, you're very actively involved. So speaking about this group specifically, I mean, it's hard for something to survive 100 years, right? So for you, how do you think this group has been able to, you know, continue to survive and I guess thrive, you could say, you know, a century later?
I have no idea. Basically, I mean, firmly, I believe it's the leadership, it's the philosophy we've kept. And we haven't had a large turnover in leaders. Right now we have 8 leaders, 58 kids in the club from 4 different counties come into for our meetings. But I think it's really, and it's the members that, it's all about the members. It's not, I was in 4-H, we're not doing it the way I did it. You know, it's what do you want to do? And so I think that's the big thing, and just to give the members their best opportunity. And it has evolved to not just an ag club, because when I was in 4-H a few years ago, I was a Pepe partner too, because it was ag and home ec, and the two were not mixed. So you had to be in 2 different clubs. So now everybody's one.
So this event is open to basically all alumni, all family of people who have been a part of the Kimmel 4-H Club in some capacity, right, over the past 100 years. So as you've been kind of, you know, getting the word out of trying to put this thing together and get people to come together to celebrate, what type of feedback have you got from people who have been in the club or still are actively engaged?
They're shocked that we're 100 years old. I mean, they know we did a 50. They know we did a 75th celebration. But it's hard to, you think 100 years of a volunteer group. And that's what it is. We're just a volunteer group. So, I mean, that's a long time for any kind of group.
So for you, speak about your, you know, life, you could say, in 4-H and in what, you know, helping the youth in agriculture means to you. Because as we talked about, I think you said off the air too, you started in 4-H when you were 10 years old and have continued, you know, through your adolescence into adulthood, right? So why have you been able to, I suppose I should say, why stick around and keep, you know, participating in stuff like this?
4-H is such a unique organization. And so whatever your interest in, and in this day and age especially, it gives young people a chance to explore all kinds of areas. So we do everything from graphic arts to computer science to the traditional livestock, cooking, you know, whatever it is. And I can make anything they do a project. So I think that's what the attraction is. For me personally, I discovered my passion for agriculture and my self through 4-H. We didn't have FFA in my school, so I did it 1 year, traveled to Aledo, but I was able to use that to develop myself, and I wanted to give back, and it was an easy fit, and I learned how to organize and do all kinds of things through it, and traveled the world. I went to Italy on a program through 4-H. So, you know, it's a way to give back, I guess, too.
Yeah, you mentioned all the things that, you know, you can do in 4-H and what 4-H can help kids with there. But I think, too, something else is it gives you kind of like a community sense, right? We're able to work with people in the same group with, you know, on different projects or whatever you might be doing. So what type of impact does that have, you think, especially on kids who get involved in 4-H? So they kind of get involved in a group of people who are kind of like-minded and have similar interests.
So really, Kimmel's a community service club. If there's something we need to do with the community, we'll do it. So I think that's something they don't get in other organizations. And the kids seem to really enjoy doing that. And you have to experience that giving back and being a volunteer to become a volunteer. And I think that's very important in this day and age where so many organizations are struggling because we can't find people to help.
And we're speaking with Becky Zwilling as the Kimmel 4-H Club here in Mercer County celebrating 100 years with an event at the Mercer County Fairgrounds coming up on a Sunday afternoon into the evening beginning at 5 p.m. So again, Becky, just kind of talking about this event and how special it is. I mean, how for you and some of the people you've been talking with, how much are you looking forward to this thing kind of being able to be a walk down memory lane, a look back through the history book, basically?
I hope it's that for the people that are coming for our alumni, but for the membership, I hope they feel that, oh my gosh, you know, look, this is what this person did. I mean, we have a Broadway play director who is a member. We've got numerous people in leadership roles around the country, you know, that are doing things. We've got a young person in Chicago who is directing the plays there at the theater. You know, it's just interesting how different avenues they've gone. And I hope it's the young people realize the history. I mean, we've got the traditional 4-H things. We've had Irene Brown Kimball was a member of Kimmel and with the Chicago International Steer. But since then, we've had numerous families do things, win championships in a variety of breeds and livestock. Plus, we've just always had, the other part of it, we've got a graphic design student who wants to work for Disney. You know, so to me, that's where it's at. And I think, so I just hope the membership realize how important this is.
Okay, so before we wrap up our conversation, is there anything else you want to make sure you mention or promote about either, Kimmel 4-H Club or the event you're putting on Sunday night?
Sure, we're starting our new 4-H year, and there's 8 other clubs. So I believe 4-H is a lot like buying shoes. You have to try on a few clubs to see what fits, because even though we're the same organization, we all do things a little differently. And I would encourage anybody who has an interest or is looking for something different. All of our projects are STEM related, so they work quite well into, educational program. So now's the time to sign up, and you can always reach out to the extension office to find a list of clubs and how to get contact.
Yes, the Kimmel 4-H Club celebrating 100 years this weekend, Sunday night at 5 p.m. at the Mercer County Fairgrounds in Aledo. Becky's willing with the group. Appreciate the time, and should be fun. Have fun this weekend.
Well, thank you, and thank you for letting us promote it, Ty.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.